All right, Jets fans, get ready for the best podcast there is around, the JetNation.com podcast, hosted by Courtney Arillo and Nick Casale.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the Jet Nation podcast. I'm Nick Casale.
I'm Courtney Arillo.
And time is almost here, guys. Training camp opens up tomorrow. First practice open to the public is Saturday, July 28th. We're almost there.
I think there's a Jet Nation bus going up there.
Is there really?
I don't know. I know they're trying to plan something.
Well, if there is a Jet Nation bus, if any of you out there are listening and are at Cortland, feel free to come check us out and say hi.
Definitely.
All right. So last time we were here, we talked about a lot of what we thought the Jets needed. And lo and behold, last night we get some breaking news that the Jets actually took care of one of those needs.
Ota.
Yeah, the Jets traded a conditional 7th-round pick to Carolina for right tackle Jeff Ota. And for those of you who don't know much about him, the dude's a beast. He was the 18th overall pick in the 08 draft. He's 6'6", 340. I mean, he's just a monstrous man. He's supremely talented. The only reason you're probably wondering why the Jets got him for so cheap or why they got him at all was because he's had some injury problems. Now, he's missed 31 of his past 35 games. But he's very young, he's very talented, and if he could stay healthy, I think the Jets got a steal. Courtney, what do you think?
I feel like we've been saying that about a lot of players.
I think you're right.
Landry, oh yeah, he's great, he's young, he's healthy, he's a beast, we say about everybody. But is he healthy? So it's like, what are we going to do? Like, just not keep knocking him down? Like, I don't know, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, because we're still iffy about Hunter, so.
Well, I think the depth is good. I mean, if it turns out that Ota can't perform. He's in the last year of his contract, so you got to think that he's got a chip on his shoulder, that the change of scenery will help him, and that he'll perform because he wants a new contract. If he doesn't, Wayne Hunter, while we saw what happened last year, you know, it's not like there's nobody that can step in and play. I think it's low risk and huge reward for a conditional 7th-round pick.
Okay, so we just have to see what happens. The pads go on soon, so we'll see you there.
Yeah.
We can make better predictions then.
Yeah.
And we also have a special today on the show.
In a few minutes, we're going to have the biggest Jet fan in the country, or the world probably, mm-hmm. Fireman Ed Anzalone join us, which for those of you who know Ed, you know you're going to be in for a treat.
Yeah. I have his app. It's pretty good.
And if you guys want to follow, we'll mention this a little bit later, but on Facebook and Twitter, it's at FiremanEd42 or FiremanEd.net. On the line now, we have probably the best, most well-known Jet fan in the world. We've got Fireman Ed Anzalone. Ed, how are you?
I enjoy Jet Nation. I enjoy Phil. I'm on a site quite a bit, so always like when I get some information and get to hear people talk about Jet football.
Yeah.
I love that.
I want to see
Jet Nation do well. So it's my pleasure.
Ed, we know that training camp opens up on Friday, July 27th, with the first practice set to open to the public Saturday, July 28th. So right off the bat, we want to ask you real quick about what happened this past week in the Jets trading a conditional 7th for Jeff Ota. How do you think that's going to impact the season?
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see it work out. I mean, I just, like I said, I'm on Twitter and always following everything up to date. And, Jimmy Vine, Valentis, just posted that he's going right on the ball list. I just heard that just now. So I'm not happy about that. He's going on a physically unable to perform list. He failed the physical. So, we got to see how that works out. I mean, if he's can be healthy, there's a guy that's a big-time tackle. And, I'm from the school of Parcells in the fact that you can never get enough offensive linemen. I think the more offensive linemen you have, the better you're going to be, because unfortunately in this business, football, a lot of injuries. And the offensive line, as much as everybody else gets the accolades, they're the guys that really get it done. And you see the teams that win world championships, their offensive line is the reason why they usually win it. So I like the idea of the trade, because I think it's a no-brainer. You know what I mean? It's a no-brainer. It's a conditional 7th-round pick. And hopefully he can get on the field. And I absolutely think he can help us out. You know, competition is a good thing.
Oh, I agree. Definitely agree.
No, definitely. And on the topic of the offensive line, we know that you all wear Bruce Harper's 42 to every game. Also, Terrence Ganaway, the same position for running back, is 42. How do you feel about the Jets taking care of that position right now?
Well, you know, in the last three or four drafts, they've drafted a running back, you know, between Bilal Powell getting drafted and Joe McKnight, and, you know, now Terrence Ganaway. I like it. You know, I don't think you can have enough running backs. I'd like to see them give the kids a shot. You know, Joe McKnight's going to get his shot because LT's gone.
Yeah.
I enjoyed LT. I was glad he was on our team. I was hoping we could win a world championship for not only the Jeff Faithful that has been dying for 43 years, but for LT, who, was nothing but a consummate professional. Yeah, he was quite a guy. I enjoyed it. I got an opportunity to meet him and his wife, and it was nice. But I think the great thing is I think he taught Joe McKnight how to be a pro. I think he helped Sean Green and Bilal Powell on the short time that Bilal was there. And we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to the running back position, believe it or not. I like the young stable of guys. I think we could have something there. But, you got to give these guys a shot.
And I agree. And with the running back position, people aren't even realizing that this is a contract year for Sean Green. I think he's got a lot to prove after what happened last year, and now people calling him out and the offensive line out between that and this being his contract year. I think you could expect a big year out of him.
I do, too. I agree with you. I'm a Sean Green fan. I always called Sean Green, amongst my guys that we, go to the game and I tailgate, a bunch of guys that know me. I'm big with, when Sean runs the ball, I call him the bowling ball. Because if you go with a bowling ball never goes backwards. And Sean Green never goes backwards. He hits somebody and it goes down. So, once he gets past the first tackle, when he gets into the secondary, he's brutal.
No, I agree.
But it starts up front. If you don't get an opportunity to even make a move, I don't care what kind of running back you are. You're going to get behind the line of scrimmage. You're going to have a hard time.
And just real quick, not to... Just about McKnight. Keller just recently, he said some good things about McKnight. So I think between Sean Green and McKnight, it's gonna be a good year for the both of them.
Sean McKnight, I seen him at the Lucas Walk in MetLife Stadium, and I was impressed. Joe put on a few pounds. Joe looks like a beast. He looks like a beast. And he's a speed guy. He's gonna be that kind of guy that can complement Sean Green. Sean Green's gonna run at you and there's no moves. He's gonna lay you out. Joe McKnight is a guy that's a fast guy that can get around the edge. And I like what I see. I'm a believer that you draft choices. You draft these guys. You play them. This is why you draft them. This is what we. It's nice to get a free agent here and there. But I'm a believer that when you draft these guys, this is what makes your organization. That's why the Steelers are so successful.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. I think you have to build through the draft. I think I forget what number it was exactly, but the ridiculous stat last year or 2 years ago was that the Green Bay Packers had, I think, 47 of their 53-man roster were drafted by the Packers or some insane number like that. And you see what the beneficiary is of that.
I'm a firm believer in that. Don't get me wrong. I think you can mix in a little free agency. I got to be honest with you, guys. I think Mike Feeney has done a great job. You could argue with any GM that, he's done this or that. We haven't had any luck. We're playing in the Patriot division that Tom Brady is controlling. We haven't had a home game since 2002. We're a decade without a home game. And what's the reason? The reason is we can't seem to overtake the Patriots. But if you look at their record in the last 10 years, I think their minimum they've won is 11 games. Maybe they won 1 year 10 games. if you look at the other divisions, I mean, it doesn't take 11, 12, 13, 14 games every goddamn year to win a division. This is what's happening. And, you know, the only way we're going to get to that Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl is we need to get a home game. We need to be home. You know that our crowd is as good as any in the NFL. And our problem is we've been on the road on a consistent basis. And unfortunately for us, we had Murderers Row, the one year that I thought was our best team. We had Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Ben Roethlisberger. Okay?
Oh, I know. I totally agree.
Okay, let's get real. Let's get to the facts here. And, you know, we can't bitch about it. We didn't get it done. But, I mean, that's where it all starts. It starts there. We got to win the division. We got to win the division.
No, I agree.
Definitely.
So, Ed, what are you, besides the running game and besides some of the things we talked about already, what are you most excited about for this season coming up?
Well, you know, I'm really excited about, believe it or not, I think anybody that has a pulse on this team and has football sense has to be excited about Sanchez coming into his fourth year. And, you know, as much as you see this, you know, Tim Tebow, listen, I like Tim Tebow being on the team and I like what they're saying they're going to do with him. I think Mark is going to prove a lot of people wrong.
So you're definitely a Mark believer.
I'm a Mark Sanchez believer. I don't believe in those three games at the end of the year. I believe in Mark Sanchez in his bulk of work. That kid was in his third year. He had 3 years. He took us to 2 championship games. All right, and they beat the hell out of him last year. Okay, we found out about Mark Sanchez.
Yeah,
we thought he wasn't a tough guy. Oh, he's a tough guy.
No, definitely, because I agree.
The beating that he took from the beginning of the year. I mean, the first series of the year, if everybody remembers, DeMarcus Ware comes in off the left side on Wayne Hunter and blows by him and levels Sanchez. It was the first series of the year.
I remember that play distinctly.
I think
you're right. I think it might have even been the first or second time he dropped back.
I mean, it never stopped. I mean, they went out to Oakland. I mean, Jacksonville beat him up. Then he went 2-0, fortunately. Then he goes out to Oakland, and he gets shellacked. Then he goes to Baltimore and gets, forget it. First play of the game. Ed Reed, safety blitz. Ed Reed beats the guy who I don't understand. Everybody was telling Wayne Hunter. What about the British Shaw Ferguson? I mean, I want to know who voted for the British Shaw Ferguson as a Pro Bowl player, because if they did, they're idiots.
No, and I agree.
If they watch what was going on, this guy single-handedly killed him. Never mind Wayne Hunter. You're Wayne Hunter. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sticking up for Wayne. But I mean, the British Shaw Ferguson signed a $60 million deal, 5-year deal, and he went to bed. That's what he did. He went to bed.
No, I agree. And you know what? I think the offensive line last year, I think it was a combination of Slauson getting hurt early, Mangold getting hurt early,
yeah.
Brandon Moore coming off of off-season hip surgery.
What about Matt Slauson? We find out after the year's over that he not only had a torn rotator cuff, but a torn labrum, and played with it the whole year. Are you kidding me?
The guy's a warrior.
They said the whole year. I mean, come on. It was, you know, listen, it's going to get better. I believe it'll be better. I'm not foolish. I know the game. I understand. The only thing that we're not privileged to, and believe it or not, I am a fan just like you guys, and, you know, they say I get my ticket. You know, I understand all of that. And that's false. That's all false. I mean, it's false. Okay, number one. But never mind that. Listen, I love the game, and I know that it's going to get better. I believe last year was an aberration. I don't believe that was what the facts are. This is an aberration, and we'll see. I like that Rex has shut his mouth. I like that nobody believes in us. I love it. I'm enjoying it. Now I want to see it all come to fruition, that we shut everybody up, and we finally, for the fans of the Jets, including myself, who have been waiting forever, 43 years, that we can win a world championship.
Are you promising this?
Body in the joint. What's that?
I said, are you promising this? Are you speaking on behalf of?
No, I'm just kidding. I always think we're gonna win a world championship. I mean, you know, why would you? You're always confident in your team, and you know, Lord knows we have enough negative people around us that you know, we have haters. You know, they want to call me a homer. They can call me whatever they want, but you know what? I'll fight for them. I'm a Jeff fan.
Well, speaking of, you know, the negative.
You know what I mean? When we're all talking, and when I'm amongst Jeff fans,
yeah.
I will talk what I don't like or what I do like, and I will knock the team. I refuse to knock the team to fans that are not part of this organization, part of this team, part of Bleeding Green. I will not do it because there's enough haters, and you know what? I'm not going to deal with that. So, yeah, that's how I feel.
Well, then, to follow that, you aren't 100% against Tim Tebow. Now that we know your thoughts on Sanchez, what are your thoughts on Tebow?
Oh, no, I'm not 100%. I'm not 100% against Tim Tebow. I actually like the Tim Tebow move.
Well, where do you want to see him play, though? Where do you want to see him?
Well, just what they're going to do. I think you're going to see Tim Tebow line up at halfback. I think you're going to see him line up at fullback. I think you're going to see him line up at tight end. I think you're going to see him in a lot of different positions and have an opportunity to make a difference, especially as we get inside the 20, 30-yard line, 20-yard line. You're going to start to see him a lot more. And with Sanchez, it's not going to be he's coming in. It's going to be with Sanchez. You're going to see them use him in a lot of – Tim Tebow is a football player. I'm glad he's on this team. I like the idea. Well, what's not to like about Tim Tebow? Tell me something that's not to like about Tim Tebow. Being a starting quarterback, what's not to like about him?
The only problem I have is the distractions. I think he's really a distraction.
Well, you know what? You're in New York. It's a distraction.
Let's take the
monkey out of the room, because there's a monkey in the room. And you know who the monkey is?
Yeah.
The Giants. The Giants are the monkey in the room. Okay, the Giants have won 4 Super Bowls, have been in 5, and have been in 5 in 25 years, okay? We haven't been to a Super Bowl in 43 years. So let's get real here. Let's be honest with one another, okay? The bottom line is, the monkey in the room is the Giants. All right, and the New York media feeds off of this.
Yeah.
All right, and that's fine. And the only way you're going to stop that is one way you're going to stop it. You got to win a world championship. So Tim Tebow was just another thing that they're going to say we're clowns and we're this and we're that. You know why? Because they hate us. I'm not part of the haters. I want to fight the haters. I'm against the haters. All right? I'm a Jeff fan. I'm green and white. It's all about me. It's all about the green and white. So you know what? You're either with us, but you're against us.
So, Ed, so we...
Well, you're against us. And you know what? Tim Tebow, he's with us, okay? And he will help us. He won't be a distraction. The only distraction are the media, okay? It's the Steve Serby and the Mike Lupicas and the Mike Francescas of the world. They hate the Jets. They don't like the Jets. You understand? You can see the difference is know your personnel. Know who hates the Jets. Know who they are. All right, then you can talk. You gotta know who they are first. And I welcome them. I enjoy them. I enjoy reading about them. I enjoy the hate. I enjoy the ridicule. Because when we raise that silver Lombardi trophy, we will remember those days. And then we will get even.
I hope you're right, Ed. Now, we all have heard just your feelings on the season right now, and I want to give you a few minutes, so the floor is yours. If you had one message to give to Jet Nation, to all Jet fans out there about this upcoming season to kind of pump them up, what would you say to all the Jet fans out there?
You know what? It's pretty obvious.
You can curse.
back Mark Sanchez. You drafted him 5th pick overall, okay, 4 years ago, rather than calling for Tim Tebow, all right? Use some knowledge and understand that if you're going to win a world championship, it's going to be with number 6.
There you go.
Now, number six.
That's what I'm saying.
He wears his jersey for his father's fire company, in case anybody's wondering. Okay? His father was a 30-year veteran of the Orange County Fire Department. Station number six. He wears number six. The kid comes from a tough background, okay? The kid's a winner. Okay? Back to quarterback. He got him in the first round. Now he's gonna defend him. He got you the two championship games. That's what I'm looking forward to. And you'll see the idea of what I'm talking about come opening day. When opening day comes around, you'll see who I'm backing. You'll find that all out.
Well, Ed, we really appreciate you coming on, Ed. And for all those listening, you could follow Fireman Ed on Twitter and Facebook at FiremanEd42 and at FiremanEd.net. And Ed, give Jet Nation and Cody and I a follow, and we'll definitely talk to you throughout the season. And hopefully, we'll have a tailgate together pretty soon.
I look forward to seeing Jet Nation listening to Jet Nation, going on the website. I look forward to it. It's a great site. And I look forward to raising the Lombardi Trophy in the coming future.
Same here.
The World Championship.
Nice.
God bless you. And as always, let's go Jets. Nice.
There you have it, guys. Fireman Ed. You guys can listen to this whenever you want on the podcast. And we appreciate him coming on, and give him a follow on Twitter, guys.
Thank you. Yeah.
Take care, Ed.
Thank you so much. Wow, well, spoken like a true fan.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you who have had the privilege of being close to Ed during a Jet game, you could see that passion in his eye really is, it's real. You know, and hopefully if our players have as much passion as Ed does, I think we'll be in line for a pretty good year.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Thanks for tuning in again to our Jet Nation podcast. Tune in next time, where our guest will be Rex Rhines' sensei.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you all read about that too, but apparently Rex has a sensei that he gets mysterious advice from. So I'm curious to see who that person comes out to be.
He said if we win the Super Bowl or after the end of the season, he would let us know. Well, maybe we need to get Rex on here.
That would be lovely.
That would be wonderful.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. And for Jet Nation, I'm Nick Casal.
And I'm Courtney Arillo.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the JetNation.com podcast. Be sure to visit Jet Nation for breaking Jet news. You can also like us on Facebook and Twitter for real-time updates.